Hi, green frog mosquito. This is Caroline. How can I help you?
Hi, Caroline. This is Vanya from Local Splash.
Good morning, Miss Vanya. Thank
good
you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of tired running around trying to play catch you.
Oh, yeah, me too. I was like, why? And then, but okay, we're here. Thank God. And
yeah.
I'm glad to hear you're doing well.
Yes, I'm doing well. It turns out today is a busy day. I wasn't expecting that. So it's good because we got a little bit of business going on.
Yeah,
but,
that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, bringing back what we were talking yesterday, Miss Caroline, I do want to know if you have any further questions and maybe if your partner has other questions about getting started.
Yeah, I wanted to verify or confirm. I did ask you about the ownership of the website that you build. Mm-hmm. Do you all maintain ownership of it, and are we just redirect to the new URL, or do we actually get ownership of the file and the website?
You have ownership of the website because you own that domain already. We are not purchasing the domain for you. You already own that domain. When somebody purchases a domain, they are known to be the owner of the website, okay? So let's say, Ms. Caroline, that in the future something goes wrong. Hopefully it doesn't, but hypothetically. And you stop with their program, that domain is still yours. But I know that you already know because you have a website that that website has to be always be hosted by someone or some program or whoever to be able to be live. I don't know if you knew this.
Right. I'm very familiar mm-hmm. with that as I'm the one who set it up and redirected other websites. And mm-hmm. what I'm saying is I own the files to the existing website were designed by me, let's say. And the files, the website that you are designing is a different mm-hmm. one. I own the ones that I have. The ones mm-hmm. that you're designing, who will own that at the
okay.
end of, you know.
So if you terminate the contract or you stop your subscription with us, you will be able to copy paste that information for you to keep that for you, okay? But because we create that under our system, that is, let's say on the app or on the reporting dashboard that you will have access to. But because you're paying for that, you own that information, which you can copy paste to another, let's say, website creation page or anything like that to just keep that same website if that's what you want to do. Because in the end, like I said, what the most important thing is that you own that domain. So if you link it to another host and copy paste the information to that, you will be able to keep that website. I don't know if that's clear from my part.
Well, yes, because that's mm-hmm. what I could do with my existing one if I needed to use another host or whatever.
Correct.
I understand. I mean, I know it's not as easy as that, but I understand what you're saying. That's mm-hmm. fine. So, okay, and then I just needed to, I'm looking to verify that you are indeed with Local Splash.
Of course.
Hold on, I wanted to go over the program that we were looking at, the mm-hmm. premium.
We were doing the platinum program. Are you on our website?
I am.
Mm-hmm. The link that I sent
and I'm
you.
I'm looking at Google Guaranteed Leads.
The ideal
right
package?
Now. Well, I'm looking on the site, the Google Guaranteed Leads under services. So let me see if I can go back and get.
Oh, let me send you
so
the link.
So how does Google mm-hmm. Ads work? Yeah, go ahead and send me the link.
It's okay. I have it here. Don't worry.
I got deep in the weeds. I can't figure out how to get back to that.
It's fine. I'm going to text you this.
Well, actually, it's in my text history. Never mind. It's okay. I'll
yeah.
go back to it.
Oh, well, I already sent it. Yeah. So that's the link. Okay. There are four different packages that we manage, Caroline. In the end, what we are trying to do here is get you started for you guys to start appearing on that first page, okay? I see that you have a Google Business profile, and I see that you have some reviews already, but what we are trying to do here is impulse to have you on that first page, get you up there for you to be able to qualify for, let's say, a Google Guarantee program in about 3 to 4 months, okay? The focus here is to have everything optimized and complete for us to be able to offer you something better for you, okay? But we do need to get started in focusing on you appearing on the first page with all of the services that you're offering. Of course, getting started on receiving all of these phone calls and closing all of this stuff. And then we could take the next step in upgrading if that's what you would like, okay, now that you're mentioning Google Guarantee.
Okay. That was Google Guarantee Lead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So go back to looking at the Premier. I'm trying to do three things at once.
It's fine.
We've got a technician in the field and the coordinator visit.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Wow.
So on the SEO packages, Platinum, there's Facebook meta advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's included in the package?
Correct.
Okay.
So everything that's written down, that's included.
Right. And how would you describe that? I think if I understood correctly, it was like if someone visits our website and scrolls past us and, you know, but they visit our website, then you would actually somehow direct advertising to their Facebook feed?
Correct. So it's a lot simpler than that. Whenever anybody is searching, literally typing in the word pest control or ant control or ant extermination or any of those keywords that we have programmed to your account, when they're typing it and do the search, even if they're not clicking on your, let's say, Google Business profile, that information is redirected to Facebook, okay? So it will be linked to Google itself, okay? So they don't have to go all the way into your website for those Facebook ads to start appearing. They just have to type in the phrases on Google. That information is redirected to their Facebook. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, Ms. Caroline, that you're looking for like a gift or maybe tools or whatever, and then you start seeing it everywhere around social media, and you didn't even click on anything.
Yes.
Yeah. What we're doing. We're doing that.
Even sometimes when you just talk about it.
I know. That's scary. Yeah. So that is Google detecting what the client is searching or what the client, sometimes it even seems like what the client is thinking. Okay. So that is redirected information to their Facebook for them to get saturated and actually call the whatever service they're needing. Okay, so they don't actually have to go to your website to see those Facebook ads.
Right. Okay. So what if we don't have Facebook ads? We don't have a campaign running. How does that work?
What do you mean? If you want to eliminate the Facebook?
No.
Uh-huh.
I've run Facebook ads before.
Okay.
You design them and you pay for that advertising to appear on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what if I do not have a current paid campaign?
Oh, no, that's fine. That is already included in the Platinum package. Certain amount of money from that is destined to keep moving Facebook ads. So you don't have to turn on a campaign. We will do that for you, okay? So it's just automatically renewing itself every month for it to keep appearing, for it to keep reaching new clients, et cetera, et cetera. You don't have to have anything on. We will link it to your, let's say, program or package, and that will keep running. You don't have to turn it on or off. What we actually also do is that if you're running, let's say, a promotion, a spring promotion or a summer special or anything, we can create the content for, let's say, that month for that promotion to be appearing. Okay.
Okay. And would there be an extra charge for that type of thing?
No.
You know, for a special promotion and for you to create that content?
No, that's already included.
Okay. And I'm trying to do too many things at once. Something else on there I wanted to ask about.
Maybe something about the website, maybe.
Well, yeah, the website. Well, we have, you know, final approval and some, you know, input as to what shows on the website, okay?
Yes.
And is that before or after we sign up? I mean, because you're probably not going to create the website for us to approve it beforehand.
Right? Yeah, what we do here, Ms. Caroline, is that once we start or I activate the program, I select everything that's included, and I schedule a client interview with a programmer, okay? So I think they are going to be best on answering all of those programming questions when it comes to websites, but they do ask you a lot of questions when it comes to what information you want to have up there, of course, asking for some pictures, information in general, and we will start creating according to, let's see, the color scheme that you want to see. And that programmer can give you a preview before going live, okay? So that is possible.
Yeah.
That is not a problem. Remember that this program is completely personalized to you guys' liking, okay? So if you do want to make changes after the website is done, even if it's already live, we can do those changes for you. Okay, that is not a problem.
Sure. Okay. That sounds good. And then, let's see. Call and conversion tracking is built into the website, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. And that will also be showing on the, it's the monitoring. I am sorry. So it's the account dashboard. Okay.
Yeah.
So you will have access to that, and you will be able to track and see the call and conversion tracking as well from there.
Okay. And then the lead generation, how is that? Mm-hmm. It's a special line item, so is that inherent in the website monitoring as well?
Correct. So the lead generation is basically because you are appearing on that first page, leads are unlimited. We do not have like a certain number of calls that you will be receiving. The lead generation is just the organic way of Google sending leads your way, okay? Or because you are appearing on that first page, there's a certain number that Google gets you when it comes to having you on the first page, okay?
Okay. Another question.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to move on, but we have a lead generation.
Okay.
We have a review generation inherent in our software for basically kind of like a CRM / scheduling and invoicing. It's all inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't know if, I mean, I think we can turn it off,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't hurt for us to maintain control of it. I don't think doing it twice would be, you know, friendly to our customers. I don't think they would like to get that.
No.
What is the recommendation on that, and would there be a benefit to using the review generation tool in your system versus what I have?
Well, what we do is it's already included. It's literally a button where you click request review and you send a text or an email to your client. So that is actually something that you do manually. It's not going to be sending it automatically. If your CRM is already sending it automatically, then you do not have to use the tool within our system. That is fine. If you want us to not have that on your app, I'll just have to take a note of that for the programmer to just deactivate that if you want to still use your CRM. But we do think that the reviews are a very important part of the program itself. Okay. pay. So it is just a way to just not complicate for you to ask for reviews, just a button that you click. And if you want to keep that, it's fine. If you want to keep it in your CRM, that's fine as well. Because if you keep both, I mean, in the end, you will be using the one that's more practical for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, I thought if you had something, you know, some special thoughts with the review generation and that you offer, you know, I would consider turning ours off and using that one. But to me, having it all in one place is ideal, and it's automated on my end. So it's very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you missed maybe like a past client or anything that maybe your CRM is not sending, you could definitely just manually send it from our app, and that's fine. Just to cover all of the bases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And then the popular directory submission, that would be the Yelp and Apple and something
Bing?
Else you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
Bing.
Apple, Bing, Yelp, and, well, Facebook and Google are considered directories as well, but that will mainly be for your area, Apple, Bing, and Yelp. Yes.
Okay. And back to the review, the Google review or all the other platforms, or as you call them, directories, the review monitoring, how is that different than the review generation?
So the review monitoring is just having like a list of all of the reviews that you've requested that you've received, okay? So when you receive, let's say, hopefully not, but if you receive like a 2- or 3-star review, you will be able to see it like a chat where you will be able to contact the client to see what went wrong, to see if you can fix it, just to talk to him, and they will be able to change that review, okay? So it's like a little tab that opens up to like a chat for you to be able to contact that client, see what went wrong, and just address the situation for them to see if they can, like, just give you a better review or if you can handle the situation in another way for them to get a 5-star review, et cetera. So it's just a way of making it easy for you to contact the client, see what's going on, or even if they give you a 5-star review, just, like, a quick thank you note or whatever, and they will be receiving that.
Okay. And then one more thing for sure about the optimized landing page.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the link you sent to preview Dave's Electric, you know, sample site, is the optimized landing page what I'm looking at on Dave's Electric or something different?
No.
Can I see a sample if it is different?
No, that's it. A landing page is basically a website, okay? So that is what we call it in this case. So that would be the demo that I sent you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like that because it has that schedule link on there. And,
yeah, no, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the direct chat.
Yeah, when I look at a lot of competitors' websites, I mean, they all have call to action on every page for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a lot of other content related to specific tests and methods that we would use and et cetera, et cetera. But I don't think people go to look for that. They just want service.
Correct, yes.
I think
the simpler, the better. Just get them the information. If they do have, like, a roach problem or something, I think what they want is for you to get there as soon as possible, and they're not going to be looking through, like, the website. Yeah, but we do create it in a very optimal way for people to be able just to request a service, to give you a call, to just contact you directly in an easy way.
Okay. And it sounds good. I'm just looking ahead at the next program up, Platinum Premier, and seeing that Google Ads is part of that package. So that would not be additional charge in that package? No additional charges?
That is a different price. What we do here is either you have a package with Facebook Ads or you have a package with Google Ads, which the Google Ads package is $449 a month. What we will try to do here is just skip the ad section and go straight to getting you Google guaranteed. Okay, that will be our next step, which is way better, and it gives you the amount of leads that you want, and it is very, very specific. And if you have, like, let's say 30 leads per month, but you only use, let's say, 6, those other 24 leads just jump to the next month, and you don't have to pay for them during the month that you didn't use them. So that's a very, very friendly way of doing, like, a lead service. But, of course, what we want to do first is getting you a settled amount of jobs coming in your way, and then just focus, let's say, on bigger jobs or buildings or, I don't know, bigger areas where obviously paying for those leads is, like, a doable thing.
Okay, back up to something you said. I'm not sure I totally understood. You said, say you get 30 leads and you only use 6 of them. What does that mean? I didn't understand that analogy.
So usually when you do a lead program, Ms. Caroline, there are a certain minimum of number of leads that companies send your way. Obviously, each lead has a price, okay? So when we are there and we take that step, we would just have to see what your minimum amount of leads with pest control companies usually do. So let's say it's not 30, but it's 10, okay? So your minimum amount of leads that you could do is 10 leads per month. They have, hypothetically, a charge for $100 each lead. But if you are only using 5 out of those 10 leads because you just want to pay for 5 because you are booked out, or you just want to get a specific, let's say, instead of ants, you want to do roaches or whatever specific you want to do. So you're just using 5. Those other 5 that are around $500, those get pushed to the next month without any charge. I don't know if that makes sense.
Kind of. But, I mean, because I've done the lead, whatever, before on Facebook and Google. So, yeah, I know the budget you choose for how many, you know, and they set the price, and you just choose your budget, and they say, okay, for that amount, you probably get this amount of leads. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I understand all of that. What I'm not understanding is the Facebook Meta advertising and the Platinum program, does it have a limit of the number of leads you get in a given month? Or are you just describing to me the Platinum Premier Google Ads?
No, I was just describing a Google Guarantee feature, okay? If we go back to the Facebook ads, what we destined for that is $100. So $100 gets you around 200 promotion ads, and that is a more specific way of having you constantly be seen, okay? So ads and leads are two very different concepts. I don't want you to get, like, all knotted up for that.
I'm not, and I just wanted to be clear. I mean, and it's good. The Facebook Meta advertising is good. Google has done very good to us, and if we can get it to do better than what we already have, I'm over the moon happy about it.
So yes.
I'm fine, and I don't mean to be very, you know, I'm just like,
no,
anyway,
it's okay. I love that you have all of these questions, because I want to give you all the answers. I do want to have you very comfortable when it comes to starting the program, for you to understand everything. And of course, that is my job, for you to ask me the questions that you want to ask, for you to feel comfortable in starting the program. In the end, like I said, Ms. Caroline, we do this in a very personalized way, okay? Unfortunately, I'm not a programmer, but of course, if you have very specific programming questions, we will take care of those during that client interview, okay?
Okay. I guess I'm maybe not familiar with the Google Guaranteed Lead, so I'm reviewing that information now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I've done the leads. I mean, the ads and both
the
Facebook
ads, but not
and
the leads.
Google. But, you know, I guess not the leads. I don't really understand the difference. But it doesn't matter. I mean, just being Google optimized, I'm sure, is going to do great.
Help a lot. Yeah. Remember that the main focus is doubling your digits. I remember perfectly that you mentioned that on our first call. So that's what we're aiming for. And once we're there, we can definitely check out different options for creating a more specific leads coming your way, or whatever we can do to optimize everything. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure it will be just fine for us if, you know, if it does any, I mean, like I said, most of our businesses already come from Google. So to optimize that is only going to do better, I would think.
Better.
So anyway.
Correct.
Okay. So moving forward, I think I'm done with questions. Next
year. Okay, so in my end, I just need a couple of details from you, Miss Caroline. For example, does the program stay under your name?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear, when we are doing this under your name, we do need to have the card under your name as well. Would that be the case?
I believe so. My card probably has both names on it. Let me double check. One moment.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah. Will I get an invoice to make a
payment
on the name or anything?
We'll do everything through the call. But once that payment is done, you automatically get an invoice. Okay. So it will all be written down. What we discussed, what is added, what you paid today, and what you will be paying month to month. Okay. We also do, because of being Google Verified or Google Premier Partners, we actually have to do a voice verification before even being able to charge your card, okay? So we go through everything during the voice verification. I charge the card, and you automatically get that in writing.
You mean in the email type of writing?
It will be email or text. Yeah, it will be both. We just want to get it to you. We actually do that because we're activating the account. We have to go through that information, and you're checking some boxes for us to be authorized to activate everything.
Okay. And that's fine. But for my due diligence, before I give my card number over the phone, what I would prefer to do is to call an official number for Local Splash and then speak with you.
Okay. Yeah, what you can do is actually call the 877 number we've been texting through and ask for me, and they'll get you through.
Okay. For ask for you, no extension number, just your name?
It can be both. You can ask for Vanya, or you can say, like, Vanya at extension 2209, or however you want to do it, Ms. Caroline. That's not a problem.
Okay, so that's 2209 is your extension?
2209, correct.
Okay. And then on the card is my name and our parent company, Green Frog, is a DBA under another name. But my name is on the card, too, so it should be fine.
Yeah, that's fine. We asked that because when doing the voice verification, if that card was not under your name, we need the person who is on the card to do the voice verification. I just wanted to make sure that this is you and we can go through everything with you.
Yeah, that's fine. My name is on the card. So, okay.
Perfect.
All right. So, do you want me to call back now?
Yeah, of course. If that makes you feel more comfortable, go ahead. The number is 877-635. Is that the one that you have through text, right?
Yes, that's the one I have. I just want to make sure it's the one on the website.
You can also find it on Google as well. It's 6225, the ending.
Yeah, the website has 625, and you're calling on 635, it looks like.
It's 877-635-6225.
There's a typo on your website, FYI.
Okay. I will get to that. I'm so sorry about that. But I think the Google number is correct. Like, you can actually click and call.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's easier.
Okay. I will do so. I guess we'll disconnect this call, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Perfect, Miss Caroline. I'll wait for the call.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.